Speaking to the king and told him, Ma'asecha kabanasecha vitsuyim, the ma'asecha inam vitsuyim. You come on, you have a good kabbalah, you really mean well, you have good intentions, but what you're doing is not good. So he understood that to mean that he's not strong enough within his Avodah Zarah. And he fired all of the priests. And he became the priest himself for the Avodah Zarah, and he was doing everything there, was reading the Seder, until he had another dream. And again, the Malach of Hashem tells him, you have good intentions, but what you're doing is no good. So he said, I guess I'm not doing good enough, and he was doing even more and more. Then he had a third dream, and again the Malach of Hashem is telling him, you have good intentions, but what you're doing is no good. So he said, Avodah Zarah, it's Muchach that this Avodah Zarah, that's not the right thing. To be Ovid Hashem, Elikim, whoever Elikim is. And he decided to find out who really created the world. So on that is based the Sefer HaKuzi. The Sefer HaKuzi writes that he called three people, a philosopher, and one from Poras. It's Mashma, the way I understand it, is a Christian, and the Islam, Muslim. And he asked each one, what is your Ikar Emunah? So he said over there, I don't want to call it to the Jews to ask what they have there, to take their religion. Because once they went to Golos, a bunch of stupid idiots, not understand anything, no use talking to them. The Golos made them so oppressed them and made them so, I don't know how to say it besides the word stupid, that there's nothing to talk to them about. So he spoke, he asked the philosopher, what is the Ikar Emunah? And the philosopher started explaining to him, and he went to a whole argument, and finally said, I have nothing to hear from you. Then he called the Christian, and he started arguing with him, and said, no. Then he called the Muslim, and started arguing with him, and said, no. So he said, I guess I have no one to hear, I have nothing to do, I have to ask the Jews, no prayer. So he called a Jew, and he said, what is the Ikar Emunah? So the Sefer HaKuzi writes, the Chacham says, I believe in Hashem that took my period, my forefathers out of Mitzrayim, and brought us into the Midbar, covered on us Hayom, split the Yam Suf, gave us mon, gave us water, and then all the nisim for Klai Yisrael. So the Kuzi said, I know what I shouldn't have asked the Jews. I said they're a bunch of stupid idiots. Why are you telling me that you believe in Hashem who took your forefathers out of Mitzrayim? What's that do with me? I'm interested in who, in what favors he did for the Jewish people. What's that do with me? I thought you could tell me, I believe in Hashem who created the world. I believe in Hashem who created you. I believe in Hashem who gave you your whole kingdom. I believe in Hashem who gives you everything you need. Then I understand. That talks to me. Would you believe in Hashem who took your forefathers out of Mitzrayim? So what? Why are you done with this? What's that do with me? So the Chacham said, I'll tell you why I said what I said. If I have told you, I believe in Hashem who created the world, who created you, gives you everything, what would you say? Prove it. What would I say? I would give you I would give you proof. What would you say? You would argue. I would argue back. You would argue again. And there we go. never get finished. When I said I believe in Hashem, I took my forefathers out of Mitzrayim, you say, prove it, 600,000 people saw it. I heard this from my father, I heard this from my father, we saw it. It's a historical fact. He can't say, prove it, we saw it. Once I believed in my friend who took my father out of Mitzrayim, therefore I know he created the world, he created you, he gave you everything. That's what I believe in. That's how it starts the Sefer HaKuzvi and then goes into more and more arguments, and that's the whole Sefer HaKuzvi with all the basic hashkafas of Klal Yisrael. What says over here, the essence is, our emunah is based on Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's based on Yetzias Mitzrayim. In Tiryas Mitzrayim, the emunah was based on the B'yus Oyel, of Chumash Bereishis. Since Yetzias Mitzrayim, our emunah is based and based on the Chumash Bereishis. This we have a direct the Kabbalah from the Oves, generation from generation to generation. We know, we saw, I heard from my father, it's a historical fact that everything that he saw, that we take out of Mitzrayim, we came to the month, giving the Torah, and so on and so forth. That's why it's so important to learn of these parshas where we're supposed to learn it, because this is be'etzem le'ikrim. Our whole number is based on this. Chumash Bereishis, that's how everything started. But we only know that Chumash Bereishis is true if we know Chumash Bereishis. That's what the Kuzi said. When we go into Chumash Shemais, there is Kadmoinim, smash when there was even Chazal and before Chazal, divided the parashis divided the whole Torah into parashis. There's a parasha called Parashas Shemais, there's a parasha called Parashas Ve'ira, there's a parasha called Parashas Bo. Each one we learn a different week. It's not that Shemais is a sugi b'fnei atzma, Ve'ira is a sugi b'fnei atzma, Bo is a sugi b'fnei atzma. The sugi of Shemais is Golus. No Gulia. That itself has to be learned. And that itself is a soid in Ikri Emun. Parashas Shemais. Before the Eir, before Boy, the etzem sugya of Shemais is a sugya to be learned. Shemais is Golos. Then there's a sugya called the Eir. Meets him in the first Hashem did him a sign to show Kerichi HaGadol. Then there's another sugya called Boy. Yetzias Mitzrayim. Then there's another sugi called B'Shalach, the Nisim Hashem did in the Midbar. Each one is a sugi b'fnei atzma. But Shemais, even before we get to the Eruv, and before we get to Boy, is a sugi b'fnei atzma that has to be learned and has to be dealt with. It's a very shver sugi, and it's a sugi that we can't fully comprehend Boilam Hazen. We'll try to say a few nukudas the way we could understand. We could try to understand that component, and what we could get out of it the mice. When we come to the sugi of Shibud Mitzrayim, Golus Mitzrayim. So it says in Chazal, the Bnei Yisrael went down to Mitzrayim because of Avram. Avram said Hashem, Hashem told Avram, I'll give you Eretz Yisrael. And Avram said, B'me Eida, Ki Yerushana, how do I know I'm going to get it? And Hashem said, oh, you want to know, I'll tell you. Let's make Bisman of Sion, made Bisman of Sion, Hashem said, okay, I'll tell you. You're going to go, you're choosing to go down to Mitzrayim. Avodim ve'inu Eishem, Avram ha'yishana, they're going to go to Golos. The way most people learn is it's an Einish. There was a time on Avram. He didn't have enough bitoch. He asked the Ma'eda, how do I know eventually? He promised me, how do I know? Give me your eyes. Give me your sim and give me that to make a priest. So, okay, I'm like a business, you can go to girls for that. If you don't trust me, there's a certain time on a book, why he said Mama'eda, and that's why they got girls. That's how it's going. However, I think that this Chazal, this Mashmah Ma'ad, Avram knew what he's getting into. When Avram said, Avram Yishlom, Mama'eda ki Yushana, Avram said, Avram Yishlom, I want you to send my children to Mitzrayim. It wasn't that he said, Mama'eda, Shem said, oh, now you can get it. I'm going to go down there and send him to 50 goddess. When Avram said, Mama'eda ki Yushana, he knew exactly what he's getting into. Why do I say what I'm saying? It says in Pasuk, Yaakov Avinu told Yosef, go to your brothers are in Shechem. I want to send you to see how they are. Right? And then Yosef went, and they took him, they sold him. That's how the whole story started. From where did Yaakov send him? It says, Vayishlachehu me'emek Chevron. From the valley of Chevron. So Rashi says on the stuff, Chevron is not a valley. How can you say Emek Chevron? Chevron is in the heart. It's on a mountain, it's not in the valley. Why did it say in Pasuk, Vayishlachehu me'emek Chevron? Chevron is not a valley. Chevron is a mountain. Elo. When it says, from the valley of Chevron, we don't mean the valley of Chevron. Mishlecheu Yaakov sent Yosef from the deep Eitzah, the deep source, Shel Oysed Tzadik HaKobu B'Chevron. Now we're getting to what Avram did, a deep, deep, deep source. Eitzah Amukah of Avram Avinu. This is the beginning of the story with the Eitz Amuk of Avram Avinu. That's what the Pasuk says. Yishlecheu me'emek Chevron. Yaakov Avinu is sending Yosef to bring down the Kais of the Mitzrayim. He's sending him me'emek Chevron. Me'eitz Amuko shel Oysed Tzadik HaKov B'Chevron. Avram had an Eitz Amuko over here. It wasn't a mistake. It wasn't an aveir. He said, "Rebbeinu Shlomo, I want to have a question about Me'eda, and your answer is going to be, send him to Mitzrayim, and I say, send him to Mitzrayim. Send him to Mitzrayim. Yes, that's what I want. Eitza Amuk. And over here the question is, what's this Eitza Amuk? What is this Eitza Amuk? I don't know if it's because of a person you being to figure out the Eitz HaMukah, because it wasn't Vashi who said this Eitz HaMukah, it's Chazal. If Vashi would have said Eitz HaMukah, that's hard enough to figure out. Vashi said, I'll tell you a Tifa Lord. Oh boy. But it's not Vashi who says it's a Tifa Lord. It's Chazal. It's not Chazal. It's a Pasuk. A Pasuk called Eim Mekichim. Hashem says, I'll tell you a deeper voice. Hashem says, I'll tell you a deeper voice. Avram had a deeper voice of it. A deep word. Oh boy, if Hashem says it's a deep word, who can figure out this? Who can be a little income? Who can be a little income? But tell me, the number that we call, the Maisel, this is Torah, we have to learn. We have to try to figure out what's this Eitz HaMukah. Now, Avram said, send him to Mitzrayim. Yaakov Avinu was afraid to go down to Mitzrayim. It says, when Yaakov Avinu found out that Yosef is in Mitzrayim, he went to Be'er Sheva, and Hashem was Nisgalah to him, B'nevuah, Mechaloim, and Hashem says, I'll tell you Midor Mitzrayim, don't be afraid of going down to Mitzrayim. So Rashi says, Yaakov was afraid. Yaakov was afraid to go down to Mitzrayim. And Avram says, send them to Mitzrayim. Send them to Mitzrayim. And Yaakov was afraid. What? Why is Avram so adamant concerning that in Mitzrayim, and Yaakov is afraid?
But why was Yaakov afraid?
So why is Yaakov afraid? We can understand. Mitzrayim is a very big second.
But is that why he was afraid?
It's a very big second Mitzrayim. And Avram said, send him to Mitzrayim. The way I understand, in Mitzrayim, when we look at the Pesukim in the Parsha, it's not, I don't have a right that, it's, that what I'm saying is true. I'm just saying, the Pesukim, if you just look at the Pesukim, you'll see, when Edna the Mitzvim, are being Meshabed Klai Yisrael, the Mitzvim are always referred to the Lashon Rabbi, in the plural. The Yavidu, they always refer to plural. B'nei Yisrael is always referred to in singular. Look at the Pesuk. Mitzvim are referred to in plural, and B'nei Yisrael is referred to as singular. So Pasha Pshat is, B'nei Yisrael is Am Echad, the considered one. I'm the same moment. But I think that over here we're talking about, we could also say Pshat, that we have a single fellow over here. What's his name? Chaim Bell. Right? Chaim Bell over here is one day the mitzvah come knock on his door and say, you know, you didn't work today. It's right. I know I don't have to work. So we don't have to work. You know, but you have to work. Of course you have to work. Get out of here. Get out to the house, right? And all of a sudden he goes down to the place near the building of the pyramid and he sees a whole malacha against him. You have power. Well, under power, you have a whole ministry. Under the ministry, you have a whole bunch of nation. Under the nation, you have the whole, all the shaitan. And so against him. He's against everyone. You have the whole Mitzrayim, with all the kaychus of Mitzrayim, and all the tum of Mitzrayim, all against one little Chaim Bell. It's all against one. If he wants to survive, he has to fight all of Mitzrayim. All of Mitzrayim is working all together against each individual of Bnei Yisrael. Plural against singular. The fact that he has 600,000 Yidlach like him, he doesn't see that it's us against them. It's me against them. No Yid is helping him out because no one can help him. I'm all on my own. I'm a yochid over here against all of Mitzrayim. All of Mitzrayim joined against me in avdus, physical and spiritual, and I have to fight them all. Yaakov said, "How are they going to survive? How are they going to survive in Yisrael? A yachid against everyone? How are they going to survive?" Avram said, send them to Mitzrayim. One, do we understand? Avram was a yachid against the whole world. Avram says, they have no problem being a yachid against everyone. When Avram was 5 years old, the whole world was against him. You know what the whole world against him means? He goes to the Makolet and they're like, how do you say you really believe my own evil in the world? Right? Yeah, a 5-year-old kid and the whole world, his father's laughing at him, his mother's laughing at him, his brother's laughing at him, his cousin's laughing at him. He goes to the Makolet, he goes to school, he goes to the teachers, everyone, wherever you are. And it's when he's 7, when he's 9, when he's 11, when he's 13, when he's 17, when he's 20, when he's 25, 30, 35, 40. Everyone's against him. And he's standing like a rock. Avram is the pasuk says, Echad Hoy Avram. It's a pasuk. Echad Hoy Avram. And he says, I'm Yochid. I say against everyone, they could also do the same. Send him to Mitzrayim. Being a single one against everyone will only strengthen them. That will strengthen them, that will make them into an Am, and then they can get the Torah, and then they can go to the heights. Send them to the sign. If I want to know about that key Rishenos, how do I know that I'm going to get the Eretz Yisrael? It's only if I have an Am that's strong enough to stand against anything in the world. Because if that's strong enough to stand against anything in the world, a Yetzer is going to come there and they're going to blow them away. Send them to Mitzrayim, strengthen them, and then they're going to go out and they're going to get Eretz Yisrael. And then it's theirs forever. That's the main. Hashem says, hey, they're going to go. Hashem says, you've got to go. Send them to Godus. Eitz Sam Mukesh of Eitz Tzadik Kavu B'Chem. It will only send them. Yaakov is afraid. You know, Katsa Khan is one little fellow against all the too much Mitzrayim. Abraham says, I'm not afraid. If we look at our world today, it's unbelievable what we have over here today. You have a fellow sitting in New York. He has a company. He wants to make money. So what does he do? He calls the biggest psychologist of the world. He sits him down and he says, listen, how do I make money? Teach me. What's it called? Mass psychology? Teach me. How do you do? They give him an answer. You know, you make this kind of advertisement and that kind of advertisement and cash that on it. Develop it easy. And he sends his advertised all over the world. You have a fellow sitting in London. He says, what? He's going to get all the business? I have to say, do something even better. And he calls his mumchim and they give him an answer. Einstein. You have to do one better. Then you have the fellow sitting in Paris, and he calls his mom, because they take all the business. No way. And they sue me, go do even one better. And the fellow in New York is not going to be quiet, and he does do the one better. And you have the whole world against one little issue, Bach in Yisrael, one big Shemesh, wherever he is. And no one's helping him. No one's helping him. It's one against the entire world. The biggest mumchim in the world is against this little yeshiva walking down the street, unsuspecting, and there's the advertisement to catch his eye and to finish him off. And Avraham said, send him to Mitzrayim! Yaakov is afraid. Mitzrayim, Rachman and Mitzrayim. And Avraham said, send him to Mitzrayim. Why against everyone, he'll win. It will only make him stronger. It will only make him stronger. And the question is, what's the Eitzer? What's the Eitzer? Why Mishalim? What's the Eitzer? And the answer is, Hashem told Yaakov himself. There's no way. You have to go with me. You go with me, you're safe. You're in trouble, look at me, look towards me, be nostalgic to me, be sent for me, I'm going to help you. Say look to me, I'm going to help you. And Hashem helps Klai Yisrael in all the matzot. And when we're in a matzot, there's a matzot, when Hashem wants to help Klai Yisrael, the way Hashem helps Klai Yisrael, in any specific matzot, is He puts them in a tzor, and He says, take you out of the tzor. And that will make you closer to me. That will make you closer to me. That's how I get you to. That's how I pick you up. I put you in the Torah, and then when I take you out of the Torah, then you see, first the Torah strengthened you, and then you came closer to me, and I picked you up, and then we're together forever. That's the Pasha of Shemois, and that's the Pasha of Aaron that comes into it. When we nasir, that is a Torah for Klai Yisrael. There's a Torah for Klai Yisrael. The answer is, first of all, to mispal takot baruch Hu, that it's only to strengthen us. It's a sugya kasha. But it strengthens Klai Yisrael. And then the tefillah strengthens Klai Yisrael. And then Yeshua strengthens Klai Yisrael. When you see Yeshua's, which we see Yeshua's, you see unbelievable siyata d'shmaya. Someone told me that after the Gulf War, a half a year after this, that he was in the Canadian embassy in Tel Aviv, he had to go for something. And he met the ambassador. He had to do something over there. So he spoke to the ambassador. He said, a half a year later, the Canadian ambassador, going, was mother of spiders. He said, God is Jewish. Hashem is Jewish. Look what he did for Klai Yisrael. 700 missiles. 700 missiles. Shooting. Hashem says, I'm going to save you. So Hashem says, what are you going to serve? By giving this Torah. And giving this Torah to feel, be close to me, and pick yourself up. And this will strengthen you. And this will strengthen you, and this will make you closer, and this will make you bigger, and this will make you this will build you. This will build you. Parshas Shemais does not start from Parshas Ve'ira. Chumash Shemais doesn't start from Parshas Ve'ira. Doesn't start from Parshas Bo. Doesn't start from Yetzias Mitzrayim. It starts from Shibud Mitzrayim. Human time is part of the master plan. It's a deep bond, it's a etamuk, but it's a wonderful. Before the Yeshua comes to the service, and the service is setting us and to build us, and we must start our God's world, and knowing that we have a Yeshua, and Hashem should help us. We should always have Yeshua from the Chumash, and we should be good and shame.
Amen.